Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
You know, it's funny because we live in a day and age where some people are saying, why would you ever write a book? Who reads books anymore? I'll tell you who reads books. People who are growing. People who are increasing their income on a annual basis. That's who's reading. Maybe nobody you know is reading, but here's proof and point. I read a book just about 2 weeks ago. And it was very impactful. And today's workout is literally different because of one principle I read in that book. You've heard me mention this the last few days, but there's a principle out there called the 40% rule, which basically you've heard me share before. I get it from David Goggins, but he says that when your body is tired, it tells your brain that you're done. And when your brain tells your body you're done, you think you're done, but really you're only at the 40% level. You have 60% more inside you. And the reason why I'm sharing that today is because I read a book, and that book literally shaped the way I worked out today. It shaped the way I worked out 4 days ago. It shaped the way that I've dealt with my relationships the last week. Here's the point. Words applied have power. Words applied into our lives have power. And when people read books, they're exposing themselves to someone else's thinking. So many times we say, oh, I wish I could sit down and have a private chat with one of the past presidents or somebody who was a great mentor or some female who was a brilliant leader. We say, I wish I could sit down and have a chat with them. A book is like that coffee table chat. Literally, you can chat with dead people. Now, not what you think I mean, perhaps, but when you sit down and read someone's book or a book about somebody, it's like you're getting their very best thinking. Right there, you can stop, you can pause, you can reread it, and it's incredibly powerful. And so when you do that, I just want to encourage you, you're doing something incredibly powerful. Don't believe the myth, don't believe the lie that no one's reading books. Certain people are, and those are the ones who are making a difference. You've heard it said, readers are leaders, and leaders are readers. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, Be a Soul on Fire. Maybe it's time you finished your book. Maybe it's time you read a book. We'll see you. Let me know what your favorite book has been if you are a reader below. I'd love to hear.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.